From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. President Donald Trump says he will do whatever is necessary to reach a Mideast peace agreement and believes there is a very good chance of bringing Israel and the Palestinians together. Trump has met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the Oval Office, and the president says he would love to be a mediator, an arbitrator, or a facilitator between the two sides.
I'm committed to working with Israel and the Palestinians to reach an agreement. But any agreement cannot be imposed by the United States or by any other nation. The Palestinians and Israelis must work together to reach an agreement that allows both peoples to live, worship, and thrive and prosper in peace.
Abbas spoke through an interpreter and said, "We are coming into a new opportunity, a new horizon that would enable us to bring about peace." The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, will gather Thursday in Washington. A senior State Department official told VOA that Washington is urging the ASEAN members to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson singled out China in the Trump administration's new approach to pressure North Korea to stop its provocative nuclear weapons program and missile tests. Tillerson said there was an assumption that China has limited influence on the regime or they have a limited willingness to assert their influence when President Donald Trump ordered a policy review on Pyongyang soon after taking office. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey faced questions Wednesday about his pivotal role in last year's U.S. presidential election. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Comey was asked about his decision to announce a new probe against Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton only 11 days before the election. The FBI investigation was on whether Clinton mishandled classified information on her private email server as a Secretary of State.
Look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that. On October 28th from the Congress.
Speaking at an event Tuesday with CNN reporter Christian Amanpour, Clinton said she was on the way to winning before Comey told Congress about the new probe and possible Russian influence through the WikiLeaks website.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
Clinton said widespread misogyny among the American electorate also aided in her defeat. A U.S. military official confirmed to VOA Wednesday an Iranian submarine has made an unsuccessful missile launch attempt in the Strait of Hormuz. The official said the Uno-class submarine attempted to launch a cruise missile early Tuesday. Last month, a U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis visited the region and he pledged support for allies' efforts to counter what he called Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says a suicide bombing Wednesday during morning rush hour in Kabul killed at least 8 people and wounded 25 more. A spokesman for the U.S.-led NATO coalition, U.S. Navy Captain Bill Salvin, confirmed one of its armored vehicles was targeted in the attack. He said 3 service members were among the wounded and that their injuries were not life-threatening. Witnesses said the blast near the U.S. embassy also damaged nearby civilian cars and that most of the victims were Afghan civilians. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.